Good morning, I'm Kenny Choi. This is your Pix Now update. Here are some of the top headlines this morning. Confusion reigns in the wake of President Trump's executive order this week to keep families who have crossed the border together. Angelica Alvarez reports from Capitol Hill.
Have a lot of happy people.
It's been 2 days since President Trump signed an executive order to keep children with their parents who crossed the border illegally. Details of implementing the change are still being worked out, including where those families will stay. Another pressing question, how the roughly 2,300 children recently separated will be reunited with their families. The White House says so far about 500 kids have been returned to their parents. One of those reunions took place this morning at the Baltimore-Washington Airport in Maryland. Beata Mejia Mejia's 7-year-old son was taken from her in May after they arrived from Guatemala. She sued to regain custody, and the Justice Department agreed to release the boy.
After weeks of urging congressional Republicans to take action on immigration, President Trump is changing course and advising them to forget about immigration reform for now.
On Friday morning, the president tweeted, "Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and congressmen/women in November. Dems are just playing games, have no intention of doing anything to solve this decades-old problem. We can pass great legislation after the red wave."
The bill is not passed.
The president's comments come after two GOP immigration bills faced trouble in the House. A hardline conservative bill failed, while a vote on a compromise measure was postponed until next week. Angelica Alvarez, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Firefighters are investigating the cause of this warehouse fire down in San Jose. Crews say that the two-alarm blaze broke out around 2:30 this morning near West San Carlos and McAvoy Streets. They say that there has been previous fires at that building. Firefighters eventually knocked down these flames. No one was inside the building. Police in San Francisco investigating a deadly shooting that happened in the city's Mission District overnight. At least one person is dead, according to authorities. Happened in the area of 24th and Harrison. It's unclear if a suspect has been arrested. And hundreds of protesters, demonstrators took to the streets of Pittsburgh overnight. They're demanding that charges against the officer who killed Antoine Rose, the unarmed 17-year-old, was shot on Wednesday while he was running from police. And police in Arizona say that a driver was streaming Hulu when his self-driving Uber struck and killed a woman just 3 months ago. It's not clear if the driver will be charged. Let's give you a tour of what it looks like outside here in the Bay Area on this Friday morning as we take a live look from our Salesforce Tower camera looking out west. You could definitely see the ocean. It's a nice and clear out there in the city of San Francisco. And another look down in San Jose, clear and sunny skies as well. It's going to be a very, very hot weekend all across the Bay Area, especially in the inland areas. Sunny and warmer today. It will reach triple digits in inland areas on Saturday, and then a little bit cooler on the coast. All right, let's see how Wall Street is doing in the early trading morning hours. 8 consecutive days in the red, but the Dow is off to a strong start this morning in the green, up about 170 points. Today is Take Your Dog to Work Day, but for some companies, it's just another typical day, like tech companies. Fueled, based in New York City. It's one of a growing number of companies allowing pets in the office. Animal officials say that dogs in the office can lower stress levels for workers and lead to increased productivity, but they can also bring some challenges.
Maybe your coworker might be really scared of dogs or might be really allergic. Also something to consider, dogs do get into wires and like to chew on wires.
I think once in a while, it's like this dog's barking at some other dog or growling at the UPS delivery guy. But nothing really serious ever happened.
New survey found that more than one-third of Americans would swap other employee benefits for a more dog-friendly workplace, including less vacation or even a pay cut. And we'll be back with another update at the top of the hour. You can always listen to us and watch us on your Google Home or Amazon Echo device.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Philippine Tourism.
From the pristine beaches of Palawan, Cebu, or Siargao, to the wonder of the world, Banaue Rice Terraces, the Philippines awaits. Your once-in-a-lifetime experiences are right there in your unused rewards card travel miles. Click and discover the Philippines.